very, very fascinating thing in this week's parasha. B'negeah, the Maka of Choshech. It says that the Mitzrayim had Choshech, right? They had V'loiro ish asachiv, V'loikamu ish mitachtav. They couldn't see anything. They couldn't get up. Shloish asyavim. But then the pasuk says like this: U'lechal b'nei Yisrael haya ar b'mei shvaisim. Klai Yisrael had ar. Now I have a shayla. All the other makas, it doesn't say like by the tzvadeh. It says the tzvadeh were by the Mitzrayim, and the Klai Yisrael didn't have tzvadeh. So the pasuk over here should say the choshech was by the Mitzrayim. Klai Yisrael didn't have choshech. Why does it say haya ar? There was an ar. It sounds like there was something miyuchad for Klai Yisrael. Did Klai Yisrael have something unique that they never experienced a whole time? And this is a Moir de Kalima that we can learn. Actually, my son just made a Malkus display. So I went to the Malkus display. He was doing Choshech. So I said, you see, by the Mitzrayim, it was dark. And by the Yidin, he had like a little light shining on them. I said, what do you mean? It wasn't a little light. It was a regular day. I said, what's the special light? There was something meyuchid. And the Rishonim say, the Chazal say, they had the Or HaGonis. That's where they're able to see. Chazal said they're able to see the treasures of the Mitzrayim. It was because they had the Or HaGonis. The Or HaGonis, you're able, the Tosfos says in Shabbos, you're able to see through things. It was such a powerful light, you're able to see through things. So they had the Or HaGonis, they were able to see what was going on by the Mitzrayim. That's how they knew their riches. But you see that Klai Yisrael had a tremendous revach from the Choshech. Not only did they not have Choshech, they had an Or. What's the pshat? There's a Moir Diki Yisrael, the person has to realize. And one more thing you see, that the Rishayim died by the Choshech. So you see, on one hand, for the Rishayim and the Mitzrayim, Choshech was terrible. And for the Tzadikim, Choshech was Moirdik. They had the Or HaGonis. So what's the pshat? A person can go through an experience. I was talking to a chaver of mine last night. He's going through a difficult time, a difficult financial time. A person has to realize, whenever a person has a difficult time, it looks like Choshech. But if you have the right attitude, not only is it not Choshech, it's Or. Every opportunity is a time to be mechazik with tefillah, with betach. And the reason why the Rebbeinu Shlom is sending you this problem is not because he wants to hurt you, is not because he wants to punish you. That's not the reason. He wants you to come close to him. That's what he wants. He's not angry at you. And a person has to realize, when it looks like choshech, a person wants to a Russia, or he's a Mitzri, oh, say there, it's choshech. But if a person has emunah and betachin and tefillah, he has the R. He has the Or HaGonis. He gains from the Nisayan. He gains from a difficulty. He doesn't just remove himself from it. He gets the Or HaGonis. Haya Or B'may Shvayis. And a person has betach and he realizes everything's the Teivasei. He gets a tremendous revach. You realize that when we have difficult times, it's opportunities. We should utilize those opportunities and be Mekayim Elochol B'nei Yisrael. Haya Or B'may Shvayis. And see the Emes Or HaGonis. B'mhei Av Yameinu. Amen V'amein.